in honor of your Dalet Kislev, the wedding date of the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin in the year Tov Resh Pei Tes, late 1928. We will discuss Minhagim of this wedding as the Rebbe related them to Chassidim. This was later initiated at all weddings of Chassidei Chabad. At the Fabrengen of Shabbos Vayishlach, the 14th of Kislev Tovshin Yudalad, late 1953, the Rebbe cited many Minhagim of this wedding. The Rebbe said as follows: before the wedding of my sister-in-law, the Rebbetzin Shena, in Tofresh Tzadik Beis, 1932, the previous Rebbe instructed that the invitations should be copied from our wedding, the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin's wedding. And when I inquired about it, the previous Rebbe answered that this was also at his wedding and seemingly also from earlier weddings. In the Nusach, the version of the invitation, there are four paragraphs, and the four paragraphs begin with four different letters that spell out the word Ahava. The Nusach of the invitation is also similar to the previous Rebbe's invitation, as mentioned earlier, and therefore also in his daughter's invitations, which the children's weddings. Therefore, the timing of the chuppah was cited in the invitation that it will take place at 5 o'clock in the evening. Whether the chasana was in the winter or the summer, they always wrote 5 o'clock in the evening. The chuppah by the Rebbe took place at night. As the Rebbe related, at my wedding, the chuppah was very late because of an external reason, a sibba chitzenis. The ksuva was written not close to the chuppah, but earlier in the day, and the Kabbalah's kinyan, the transaction for the ksuva, and the eidim, the witnesses, was all processed during the day. And at the chuppah, there was only the giving of the ksuva. The unterfeeders, those that are leading, escorting the chassan kala, the Rebbe explains, at my wedding, my parents were not present. But also at my sister-in-law's wedding, they were the father of the chassan and the father of the kala leading the chassan. And seemingly the two mothers, mother of the chassan and the mother of the kala, leading the kala. Under the chuppah, the kala with the two sets of parents circle the chassan. While the chassan is being led to Badekanish and then to the chuppah, and also when the kala is led to the chuppah, the Alter Rebbe's Nigun is sung. The wedding ring should be of gold and smooth, with absolutely nothing engraved on either the outer or inner surfaces. The previous Rebbe was particular even to remove a seal indicating the gold type. For the breaking of the kos, there was no additional kos but that of which the seven blessings have been recited on. And after the chassan and kala have each drunk a little from the glass of wine, the Rebbe relates that it was given to someone called Meisha Aaron, and then it was broken. When they took the chassan kala to the Cheder HaYichud after the chuppah, the Cheder HaYichud was in one of the rooms of the yeshiva Temchei Tmimim Lubavitch in Warsaw, where the wedding took place. The Friedrich Rebbe and his family traveled from Riga to Warsaw. Also, the Kabbalah's Panim took place in the yeshiva, and the chuppah was in the chotzer, in the lawn yard under the sky. The suda was prepared in a hotel, the Rebbe added with a smile, as an American style. The previous Rebbe wanted that only the spiritual part of the wedding should take place in the yeshiva. On the entrance step to the room was laying a silver spoon, and was instructed that not to step on it, but over it. First, the mechotanim entered, and upon the instructions of the previous Rebbe, everyone in the room besides the Chasen Kala walked out one by one. The previous Rebbe poured in a cup of tea for the Chasen Kala to break their fast, and then he also walked out of the room. The Rebbe concluded this sicha: Hashem should help that we should have many happy occasions by Yidden, and especially of weddings. A wedding by every individual is a general event in his life, but by me, through the wedding, I was brought into general public affairs. This is a day that has connected me with you and you with me, and together we will exert and bring the Geula HaAmitis VaShleima, the true and complete Geula. Hashem should help that we see good fruit in our toiling. The Rebbe gave then of his cake to the older Chassidim who merited to partake in the Rebbe's wedding. B'hemshech to the earlier installment, B'negia to Yudalit Kislev, the wedding date of the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, we continue now with installment number 2, discussing additional facts and quotes, B'negia to this Chasana. In Isicha Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev, Chav Aleph Kislev Tov Shin Yud Dalet, late 1953, the Rebbe mentioned what the previous Rebbe said in regards to this Chasana. The Friedrich Rebbe said as follows: I am a mashpech, as a sift, through which a person pours, and then it goes further. When one drop is spilled to the side, they accuse the mashpech. But for myself, I don't care. Even if they will invite everybody and not me, it won't hurt me, it won't bother me. But I hope that Chassidim will not desert me. The Rebbe concluded this sicha that from this we understand the great responsibility that we have on ourselves, that when Chassidim conduct themselves in not an appropriate way, it also pertains and has an effect on the mashpech, on the sift, and it is considered like something is poured to the side. And the Rebbe continues, indeed, because we did not listen to the previous Rebbe as we should have, and we were not mekusher to him as we should have, so b'meile it was our responsibility what happened Tavshin Yud, Yud Shvat. The Rebbe is referring to the Istalkus. And right after that, the Rebbe broke down and cried, and the Rebbe concluded, but still, we live from his mouth also now, from the Hashpoes that he's giving us. And b'meile, because we received Hashpoes, we are obligated also in fulfilling the conditions of these kashrus. And that is not only by fulfilling his takones, like saying the daily tilim and so on, but also to learn his chassidus. And through this, we also draw down Hashpoes in gashmias, in the physical state. It was the first day, Rish Chedesh Oder Aleph, Tavshin Yud Aleph, 1951, when the Rebbe came to the first wedding after the year of Avelos of the Friedrich Rebbe, and this was the Chasana of Rab Leibel Posner Zol Zayin Gesund and his wife. When the Rebbe was there at the Chasana, the Rebbe interested himself, inquired Benigia to the place where the chuppah will take place. Is it either going to be an opening in the roof in order that the chuppah should be under an open sky, or the chuppah will be outside? When they told the Rebbe that they are considering making the chuppah inside because of the coldness of the winter, the Rebbe was not pleased with it. And the Rebbe said, also my wedding was in the winter, and the chuppah was outside under the open sky. And the Rebbe added with a smile, and Baruch Hashem, I am pleased from the Shidduch. B'hemshech to the earlier installments, B'negia Yudalit Kislev, the wedding date of the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, we continue now with installment number 3, discussing additional facts of this wedding, which the Rebbe mentioned on various occasions. On the second day of Rish Chedesh Kislev, Tovshin Dalad Mem, late 1983, the two chief rabbis of Eretz Yisrael at the time visited the Rebbe. They were Rabbi Avraham HaKayan Cohen and Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu. During the Yechides, Rabbi Cohen mentioned to the Rebbe that it is known that the Tzemach Tzedek had a close relationship with the Lithuanian non-Hasidic Jewish leaders. The Rebbe then said, "My father-in-law had a friendly relationship with Rabbi Chaim Ezer Gruzensky and other Rosh Yeshivas of the time." Rabbi Chaim Ezer Gruzensky was the Rav in Vilna up till World War II. And the Rebbe continues, "And they were all invited to my wedding, and they came and participated." On another occasion, the Rebbe related the following. During the Chasen Masuda, my father-in-law went around the guest tables and distributed mashke and gave brachas. When he approached the table where the Talmidei HaYeshiva, the Talmidim of Yeshivas Teim Chitmimim, were standing, he instructed their mashgiach, their supervisor, to distribute mashke to each of the Talmidim. And then he delivered a short sicha for them. The previous Rebbe said as follows. Our sages stated that Torah does not exist, but only by one who sacrifices himself for the sake of Torah. And he continued, "You tmimim should know, you need to nullify yourselves completely, and this is what you should be going for. Study Torah with exertion, also the Talmud and also Chassidus, and then I bless you," and the previous Rebbe continued with his brachas. The study of Torah needs to be in the revealed part of Torah and also the concealed union of Chassidus, because the revealed and Chassidus are compared to body and soul. Therefore, both are needed. In the same sense that soul cannot be without the body, therefore, there is a need to study Nigla, the revealed part of Torah. Likewise, a body cannot be without a soul. Therefore, there is a need to study Chassidus. On a third occasion, the Rebbe shared with Chassidim the following experience. During the Suda of the Chasana, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, arose from his place to circulate amongst the guests and distribute cups of L'chaim. When I saw this, I felt that I could not remain seated while he was standing and giving out the drinks. So I arose from my seat with the intention of joining him and extending a hand to help, to hold the bottle or give out the cups, etc. My father-in-law saw me and motioned to me to remain in my place. Stubbornly, I tried again to rise and join him. And the Rebbe adds, a yid is always stubborn, an action, and he again motioned very clearly that I should not leave my seat. I was consequently forced to remain seated. The expression of the Rebbe in Yiddish was, "Im geblieben sitzen auf Spilkes." In English it is, "on pins and needles," until my father-in-law returned and sat down again in his seat to resume the festive wedding meal. On another occasion, one of the Fabrengens in the early years, it was in the season of the Rebbetzin's 25th anniversary, the Rebbe elaborated on the Maimer, the discourse that the previous Rebbe delivered on the 19th of Kislev, which was in the middle of the Sheva Brachas of the wedding. The timing of the Maimer, the Rebbe explains, has a connection to Yutes Kislev. The main topic of the Maimer focuses on an army being victorious in the war. And for this purpose, the king gives out all his cherished treasures, as he would seem to waste them in order to win the war. This is the connection with Yutes Kislev. Since the general concept of the revelations of Pnimius HaTeira, the inner levels of Teira, through Chassidus signifies the same idea, Bisbus or Eitzis, pouring out all the treasures. The Rebbe explains that Kislev is the time of Gili Pnimis HaTeira, the revelation of the inner levels of Teira. And the Rebbe quotes the previous Rebbe that he said, my Mechutin, referring to the Rebbe's father, is a Kabbalist. Therefore, he explained the wedding timing from a Kabbalistic perspective. But I, the previous Rebbe says, say that it is because Kislev is the third month, the month of Matan Teira, of Pnimis HaTeira, the month of the giving of Teira, of the higher levels of Teira. The Rebbe explains that in the same sense that Matan Teira at Mount Sinai took place on the third month from Nisan, the summer months, which is the Aveda of Tzadikim, likewise Matan Teira of Pnimis HaTeira took place on the third month of from Tishrei, the winter months, the Aveda of Bali Tshuva.